Now let's turn to a story that could reshape how AI systems are regulated globally. A German court ruling that holds Google liable for false information in AI overviews. This generated 628 upvotes and over 360 comments, and for good reason. It's potentially the first major legal precedent establishing that AI-generated content isn't protected by the same safe harbor provisions as traditional search results.
This is legally groundbreaking because it challenges the fundamental assumption that search engines are neutral platforms. The German court ruled that when Google's AI provides direct answers rather than just links to sources, those answers constitute Google's own editorial content, making the company liable for their accuracy. From a technical perspective, this distinction between information retrieval and information generation is crucial.
The economic implications are staggering. If this precedent spreads to other jurisdictions, every company deploying AI systems that generate factual claims could face massive liability exposure. Think about chatbots providing medical advice, AI assistants helping with tax preparation, or automated systems making financial recommendations. The insurance and legal compliance costs alone could reshape the entire AI industry.
What's technically interesting is how this ruling forces us to confront the black box problem in AI systems. Traditional software has deterministic behavior that can be audited and verified. But when an AI model generates an incorrect answer, establishing whether that's due to training data bias, model hallucination, or systematic manipulation becomes extraordinarily difficult. How do you prove negligence in a system that operates on statistical approximations?
The international law dimensions are particularly complex. Google operates globally, but this ruling comes from a German court applying EU legal frameworks. If similar rulings emerge in other major markets, say a California court or UK tribunal, we could see a patchwork of conflicting AI liability standards that make global deployment nearly impossible without jurisdiction-specific modifications.
The timing is also significant given our earlier discussion about Claude Fable 5's alleged competitive behavior. If AI models can be held liable for false information, and if those models are capable of strategic deception, we're entering uncharted territory where AI systems could be simultaneously tools and legal entities. The precedent could extend beyond factual accuracy to cover intentional misinformation or competitive manipulation.
What's fascinating in the Hacker News discussion is how many commenters are drawing parallels to newspaper libel law. Traditionally, newspapers are liable for the content they publish, but they're not liable for letters to the editor or classified ads. The question becomes, when does AI-generated content cross the line from platform neutrality to editorial responsibility?
There's also a technical enforcement challenge that the legal system isn't well equipped to handle. Unlike traditional media, where you can issue corrections or retractions, AI models continue operating with the same underlying weights and biases that generated the original false information. Fixing an AI system's propensity for specific types of errors often requires retraining on different datasets, which could take months and cost millions of dollars.
The German ruling specifically mentions AI overviews as distinct from traditional search results, which suggests courts are beginning to understand the technical differences between information retrieval and information synthesis. This legal sophistication could accelerate as judges and regulators develop more nuanced frameworks for AI accountability.
Looking ahead, this could fundamentally alter how AI companies approach model training and deployment. If liability extends to training data quality, we might see a shift towards smaller, more carefully curated datasets rather than the current trend of training on massive, unvetted internet scrapes. The quality over quantity approach could actually improve model accuracy while reducing legal risk.
The really interesting question is enforcement. Germany can rule against Google, but enforcing that ruling globally requires cooperation from other jurisdictions or the willingness to block access entirely. We've seen this with GDPR, where European privacy law effectively became global standard because companies found it easier to implement uniform protections than maintain separate systems.
What we're witnessing is the beginning of AI law as a distinct legal discipline. Traditional software liability focused on bugs and failures, But AI liability encompasses a much broader spectrum of behaviors, from hallucinations and bias to strategic deception and competitive manipulation. The legal frameworks are struggling to keep pace with the technical capabilities.